Welcome to Off Topic But On Point. I'm Odette Beer, and here we embrace the unscripted, the unconventional, and dare I say it, the unexpected. Because sometimes the best breakthroughs happen when you go off topic. Each episode, we dive into business, leadership, and life, exploring the moments that challenge us, shape us, and push us forward. So whether we're tackling entrepreneurship, collaboration, mindset, or even navigating resistance, one thing's for sure, we'll always bring it back to what matters. So get ready for candid perspectives, thoughtful insights that will keep you engaged, inspired, and maybe a little bit uncomfortable in the best possible way. As usual, I have with me my beautiful friends, Dr. Yanine de Kabul, also known as the Intentionalist, and Pastor Christo Pretorius, the Expander. Let's go.
Today is one of those conversations. We're talking about feeling stuck. You're doing all the things, and for some reason, it's just not clicking. Like, you're moving, but you're not going anywhere. Visually, for me, it's like one of those 4x4 trucks stuck in the mud, and it's just like it's spinning its wheels, and you can hear the noise, but you're not going anywhere. And if you've been in that situation, it feels terrible. And I wanted to bring this specific topic into the room because it happens to, especially if you're doing something that you care very deeply about. And when it's something that you're passionate about, we often find us in those situations. So my co-host guests this morning, Dr. J and Pastor C, had no idea what I was going to spring on them. And we did that intentionally because this is off topic, but on point. And this is where we have the real conversations where the rubber hits the road. So I want to start with you, Pastor. Do you know what feeling I'm talking about?
Absolutely. I have that feeling right now. Because of your topic. Yeah, no, absolutely. It's definitely something that the last couple of years I felt more often than years go by. No, absolutely. I know that feeling quite well.
Dr. J, what comes to mind for you when I say that? And have you felt it recently?
Definitely. I also think it's that feeling that you feel out of control. Or secondly, when you're just about to break through to something bigger than where you are now, I think we feel that feeling because it's that what's happening. It's like, why am I not moving? I spoke to somebody yesterday in a coffee shop and they were saying a similar thing. It's like most people right now are stuck because they're waiting for that relief to come. We've all been building up. And the relief has not yet come. So that's a lot of times when I feel stuck or when you think it should have happened already, but it hasn't. What am I doing? You've tried everything. You've done a lot of things. You, in your mind, you've tried everything. So you feel stuck. I'm very familiar with that feeling, especially if you're a self-starter and you're a motivated, driven person. You feel like that often. Come on, just happen faster. Just break through. Just happen. Come on now.
Pastor C, I'm curious, when you think about being stuck, feeling stuck, and the lack of control in your experience or even with the people that you've worked with, what do you think is actually keeping them stuck?
Yeah, so I'm more stuck these days, but I'm not staying stuck as long as I used to. You know, and as Dr. Yanine said, people are waiting for relief to come, and that's why they remain stuck. It's fine if you get stuck like once or twice next to the road without having, you know, the necessary tools to fix a flat tire. But if you continuously remain stuck, that's your fault. We got to learn from these experiences. My life, or even in the people that I've been working with, that remain stuck. It was just that inability to learn from mistakes. I think we spoke about this maybe last time or in one of our conversations where I think Dr. Yanine alluded to the fact that the feeling of uncertainty arises still. However, she recognizes it and she knows how to overcome. And definitely that's something that I've seen is your ability to recognize where you're at and then how do you overcome. A couple of years ago, I had a very interesting conversation with a coach that was helping me at the time. And I was mentioning about exactly this very point of feeling stuck. And I posed a couple of questions to the coach. And what was quite interesting is that the questions that I posed asking feels like I'm in the situation. It feels in a place where I know I've reached that place. And the response just hit me. And the response was simply this: if you ask the question, then you're already there.
Oh.
Because the reason you ask the question is because you already feel stuck. How do I know I've reached my ceiling in a company? How do I know that I've reached my ceiling when it comes to, you know, certain relationships? How do I know, last from that time and that moment, those type of questions, that already tells me that I'm already at that place. It's like when you get that itchy feeling of, I want to try something new. I enjoy sport and I enjoy physical activity, and there's always a new endeavor. But I already know the feeling when that's, I said, how do you feel if I'm going to start another hobby when it comes to sporting activity? I think if we can recognize that process, and it's fine to be stuck, just know what to do, what the process is, what the next step is to get unstuck. And stuck is not a bad thing if you don't remain there. If you remain there, obviously it's bad. But it simply means to me that I'm stuck now because I'm trying new things. And I haven't been here before. Some of my friends, they like to do 4x4. They go on this 4x4 tracks with their 4x4 buckies. And the whole purpose is to get stuck or to go down these hills or go into the, put this vehicles in the most treacherous terrain. Now, if they, every single time they go, they need somebody to come and tow them out, get a tow truck to help them, then they're not learning and they're not growing in the sport. And so I think that for me has been a good framework, is to realize that once you start asking those questions, it's already an inclination that you're ready.
Wow. Dr. J, what do you notice gets in the way the most?
I wrote down a couple of things, yeah, that I'll share with you now that I realized as we were talking, is it's always a factor. There's a factor there that's keeping us stuck. It could be time. It could be effort, the amount of effort that you're putting into it or not. And it could be people. It could be systems or even resources. So you actually just have two ways to get out of it, I would say, is you have to recognize, like Pastor C said, identify the factor. Why am I stuck? What got me to this place? And then secondly, you have to figure it out. If it's time, then you have to work it out or wait it out, or you have to start something new in the meantime so that you can get rid of that feeling, because you now know that you cannot do anything here right now. I need to wait it out. So might as well get started with something else. It will relieve that feeling of waiting. When it's effort, obviously you are stuck because you didn't put enough into it. So put more into it. It's really simple. If it's people, I want to say find others, because those are not working for that factor. Surround yourself with different kind of people. It is that simple. I'm not saying leave people behind. I never say that. I'm just saying it's not the right people. It's not the right tool. It's not the right factor. If it's systems, then either you need to build some new ones because yours is outdated. It's not working. You're using the wrong system. Or if it's resources, then you're going to have to make a plan to get more of it. But the point is not to remain stuck. Is you have to identify the factor, why am I stuck? And secondly, you have to figure it out. But sitting there and being stuck is a choice. And we said it now, Pastor C said, is you have to move through it. And the nice thing about being stuck is that the quicker you identify the factors, the quicker you move through, because the fact is you're going to get stuck. Life is like a 4x4 track, like Pastor C said. You're going to get stuck at times. But it's just, okay, which tool am I going to use now to get, which tool am I going to use now to get me out of this? But staying stuck is not an option. That's not a factor. That's a choice.
I totally agree. However, or maybe it's an and, I feel like often people look for the answer in the wrong places. So you've listed a multiple things that could be the reason or the factor that you're stuck. And often that's not where people look. They look to, I need to do more. I need a new offer. I need to rebrand. I need to, all the things that make us feel a certain way. So we're looking in the wrong place. Apostasy, can you tell me if there's something that's helped you through being stuck, even if it's messy? And have you ever experienced where you were looking in the wrong place for the unstuckness and then discovered you're up the wrong tree, it's time for a different tree?
No, definitely. I'll go practical once again. I remember the first time that I got stuck in the mud with a car, very young. I think I was driving with my dad. He was seeing us out to drive, and we were going to the sports grounds there in Germiston. And I thought driving faster, putting my foot onto the accelerator, is going to get me out. But all that it did is it just got me more stuck. I just went deeper in, and it was just mud that was coming, and I wasn't moving. The wheels were spinning, but the vehicle wasn't going forward. Putting in more effort is not always the right thing to do. As a matter of fact, you know, when we go hunting, the farm that we normally go to are very sandy roads. And normally, probably within the group that goes with, somebody gets stuck every single time. It's just how it is. And then what you have to do is you actually have to go to a lower gear and drive a little bit slower to get traction. That's going to get you out. So I think that is looking to get unstuck in the wrong places. If you haven't identified where you're at. Dr. Janine spoke about the fact that people can get you stuck, and it's not that you should remove people from your life. What I want to add there is Albert Einstein, I think it's him that said, you cannot solve a problem with the same minds. If people got you stuck, those people that got you stuck is probably not the people that are going to get you unstuck. It's going to be a new group of people or people with a different perspective that's going to help you to get you unstuck. And once again, if all of us are going on a 4x4 trip and we're all stuck in the mud, none of us are going to get us out. We need other people. And once they get us out, we as a group still continue. So we don't throw people away, people go by the wayside. It's simply understanding that the situation that you're in, the same mindset that brought you into that situation, not going to get you out. So you have to change your mind. You have to grow. You have to get another perspective. So yes, I've seen that. I've looked for the answer in the wrong places. And what has helped me is the practical understanding of a car. When I got stuck with my dad in the mud by the sport grounds, is that going faster, putting more effort in, is not necessarily going to get you out. Having the right attitude, I want to get out, is maybe not going to get you out. Is you need to apply some introspection and some self-discovery to understand what got me here. And what got me here is going to give me a clue on how I'm going to get out. And so how do you get unstuck? You look at other people that's been in a similar situation. What have they done? You look at your own life as in previous situations that I was stuck. How can I get myself out? And like Dr. Janine said, effort can be an obstacle and time can be an obstacle. And so it's to try and address and say, okay, is it because of time that I'm stuck? Then I need to end that it's probably going to take effort, or it's going to take people, or it's going to take something else to get me out. But time's not going to get me out if time is what got me in. If it got me stuck because I'm over-eager, then trying to do more is not going to get me out. It might be sometimes you just got to wait for the mud to get hard and then you can drive out. Other times you just need to put some stable or a plank or some bags under or between the wheel and the mud so there's some traction that can get you out. So that'll probably be my take on it.
Ade, do you often say it is to go slower? Sometimes we have to go slower to go faster. And I've really applied that principle a lot in my life and business after I heard that from you. The thing that I've learned from getting stuck is often there's a pattern why you get stuck. And normally it's the same kind of thing or the reason you get stuck. It really could be as simple as your mindset. there's something that I speak about. Basically, it's success blockers or success gaps that people struggle with. And one of them is the fear of success. A lot of the times you get stuck because you're afraid of that breakthrough. Because what's going to happen? You know what you're doing. You know you did the right stuff. But man, if that thing breaks through, you're actually afraid of the ripple effect that it's going to have upon your life and your business. So sometimes it's just the mindset thing. Is I'm afraid to be successful. I'm afraid for this to work because I don't know if I can handle it. So sometimes it's a mindset thing and other times you just have to go and check because the reason you're getting stuck is normally a pattern or it's the same reason as the last time.
I love that you just said that because while Apostasy was talking, I was like, yep, you got to slow down to speed up. Absolutely. And I like what you said, but I would argue in the most friendly manner that mindsets are actually the hardest thing to change. It's so easy to do less. It's so easy to not do something. It's a lot harder, I think, for people to change the way they think because it's an acknowledgement that I'm not right. And not in the, oh, you're bad, put yourself down kind of way, but perhaps I may be incorrect in my thinking. And that acknowledgement is in direct opposition of pride and self-confidence and all of those things. And then it takes work. I think, Pastor C, you always talk about self-reflection and reflecting. And Dr. J, you said it's not experience that teaches us, it's evaluated experiences. But so few people do it. Why? Because it's the hard work, actually. Everything else is easy. You can figure out problems. I'm convinced. Everyone who wants to solve a problem can. But the hard work is actually working on your mindset. And having said that, what do you think, both of you, plays the biggest role in getting unstuck? If we're saying it needs a change of perspective or mindset or resources or functions, what is the biggest thing?
I would say I agree with you with mindsets, but I think in the years, I've learned to go there first because it's most likely the problem. So therefore, it's no longer a problem for me because I just go there. It's the most difficult thing. It's the most obvious thing. If I can sort that out, then I'll even be able to figure out if there is an actual time factor, if there's an actual resource factor, because if your mindset is not right, you're going to tell yourself it's time, it's resources, it's people, it's everything else but yourself. But if you could sort yourself out just quickly, not quickly, but you get what I'm saying. If you could just sort yourself out just quickly, then you'll also have clarity and you'll have a different perspective and you will have what it takes on the inside of you to work through the problem. So I think mindset for me is definitely the factor here.
Level is not mandatory. But if you want to survive, you better change. And so I agree, mindset, absolutely. I would friendly disagree with saying that it's hard. This is what hard feels. This is what we look forward to. Whenever I go and run a race, I know it's going to be tough, but that's the reason you do the race. If it's going to be easy, it's not worth it. Everybody wants to view. Nobody wants to climb. And yes, mindset is the most difficult thing to change because it's a mind. It's been set. But if you have a growth mindset, if you have a fixed mindset, you're going to struggle. But if you have a growth mindset, you're starting to look for these opportunities that are hard. You're almost looking for these moments to get stuck because you know that it's in the stuck that you get the answer that you are looking for. And so I really, absolutely, it comes down to mindset. I would tend to believe that if you have a growth mindset, then these are opportunities that you are looking forward to more than things that you want to break away from. I was thinking about two things. First of all, if you're stuck in the mud, yes, don't put in more effort. Go to a lower range, slower to go faster, get traction. However, if you're stuck in the middle of the ocean, I would encourage you to keep going. Stop swimming. If you're stuck in the middle of the ocean, you're going to drown. So when you're in that situation, you look for something stable. You try and take control of the situation. Secondly, is I don't know if you've ever seen a cat or a dog that's trapped in a corner or that's stuck in a fence. You don't just go try and get that animal unstuck because they're going to fight you because they know they're stuck, but they don't understand the situation. You got to approach with caution. And so it's almost until they realize you're there to help them that they will be willing and they stop fighting. Now, depending on what animal it is, if it's a lion or if it's not your dog, you're probably going to walk away with a couple of scratches. And so when people are stuck, probably the worst thing that we could do is to jump in and try and help them. Because if they don't realize they're stuck, they're going to fight you. Because you want to pull them out of the mud, they're going to be like, I want to be in the mud. I want to be in the situation. Reflection is so important because if you don't realize that you are stuck, well-meant, you know, person can come with advice and I'm not going to see it as advice.
Yeah.
So yeah, it comes down to yourself. It comes down to mindset. And I would definitely say it's something that you should, to an extent, look forward to and realize that there's always going to be some of these moments where you're going to feel a little bit stuck. And that's fine because you just got to realize that, hey, you got to go a little bit slower. It's like your body speaks to you. If you're burning the midnight oil and you're burning the candle on both ends, if you're pushing too hard, there's going to come a time where your body's going to tell you, hey, slow down. And if you don't slow down, it's going to make you. So yeah,
I like what you say about we're getting excited about these things that happens. Because for me too, like if I look at these things, like something like being stuck, I get excited because I'm like, oh, this is the last step before momentum starts. I'm actually much closer than what I think. And the thing with, if you look at being stuck, then mindset, like we're speaking now about mindset, right? Emotion goes with mindset most of the time. And that is why the example that you're using about the cat or the animal that's stuck, the reason it scratches you because it's full of emotion. It's fighting this thing. And the thing that I've learned about emotions is when you allow your emotions to hijack you, your leadership is taken hostage. Mm. When you allow your emotions to hijack you, your leadership is taken hostage. You can't make the correct decisions. You can't lead other people because if the mindset is the problem, then it's not the team that's stuck. It's you that's stuck. Therefore, you can't lead your team to the place that you really want to lead them to. Yeah. It's lovely to see you taking notes because you obviously got some ideas to share.
No, just try to be excited when I hear a good quote. I first wanted to sink in and that's why I'm writing it down. Because we tend to be like, oh, that's powerful, and then we forget it. So I just had to write down, if you allow your emotions, then your emergence has taken your leadership hostage. Maybe not exactly as you said it, but that's what I heard. Paraphrase. And that's what I take from it. Yeah, paraphrase it. Copyright, didn't copy that. No, I think it's such a valid point. I want to pose this question. Do you think that you can be stuck but still moving?
Yes. I do.
Is stuck the breakthrough?
Pardon? Is stuck?
Is stuck, the definition of stuck, is it breakthrough? So I'm stuck because I haven't had a breakthrough?
Let me pose this. Can you be stuck and still be? So I was thinking about this beginning of the week, about the Israelites. They were walking around the mountain going to the promised land, and it took them 40 years. And some scholars say that it was a 40-day journey. Some says it was a couple of days journey. It was definitely not 40 years journey. I was just thinking about it. Just imagine somebody got engaged around that mountain. Somebody proposed to their girlfriend. Somebody celebrated their 21st birthday, you know, going around the mountain. And then they celebrated their 61st birthday around that mountain. They were moving, but they were stuck.
Yes.
Not realizing that this place that I'm in, I've become so comfortable with it and willing to get outside perspective and insight that this felt like progress because we're moving. And so is stuck breakthrough, is it just before the breakthrough? I suppose it depends how you define it for yourself to be.
So maybe it's not a stuck, it's a pause.
Yeah, definitely. That's part. However, if that pause remains paused, you're going to...
It becomes stuck.
You're gonna become stuck. And then it's maybe not a... And maybe we need you to find what type of stuck are you in. Are you in a physical stuck? It's like the project is stuck and we can't move forward. And I was just thinking about General Magic, this company in the 90s that actually developed a smartphone. They had the vision for the smartphone, but they were stuck because technology hasn't caught up yet. And they didn't have the finances and the people didn't have the patience to wait out time for the technology to catch up. It's like with cold cases, with murders and crimes. They only now have the technology with DNA and some of the technology that's been developed now that they can go back 50 years, 60 years and take the evidence of then. And with today's technology, they can solve those crimes. And so for 50 years, that thing was stuck. But what is it? Am I stuck in time? Am I stuck in this project? Am I stuck in my mindset? Because like I said, with the Israelites, they were moving. So it seems they're progressing. I'm sure if people were looking from the outside, hey, look at those guys, they're going camping. Or look at them, they're on a journey. Yet they were not, they were trapped. Like Karine said earlier, I just once again want to iterate the importance of having self-awareness to realize that, okay.
They doesn't like camping. It's stuck for her either way.
Poor God. It's going camping for 40 years.
Yeah. Imagine that. What the beauty of, like, we could probably preach a nice message on this as well, because even in the stuck moment, God has been faithful to them and God has been gracious, because the Bible says that their clothes grew on them. Wow. They never had to go buy new clothes. But even that miracle and in that provision, like, people were just so conformed to what they were going through that they didn't realize, hey, even the clothes is adapting to the situation that I'm in. And we're not going anywhere. We're moving, but we're not going anywhere.
I want to point out something that I had a conversation with my team this morning around, and quite similar, but from a spiritual perspective. Principle remains the same. We assume, because we reflect, because we think deeply, because we do the things, we do the hard things, we assume that it's the part of the journey for everyone. And yeah. I would again argue that is not the case. I would argue that from my perspective, probably 90% of the world is in a lethargic, sleepy, unaware state because it's comfortable even in the stuckness. Because if you are stuck, you could be the victim. And it is far more rewarding to have people say, shh, you had to go camping for 40 years. Imagine.
Yeah.
Than it is to acknowledge I had to go camping for 40 years because I was unaware, because I didn't take responsibility. And I think we have to acknowledge that, especially for our listeners, and I really hope that I don't offend anyone, and please don't send me hate mail for this, but I do not think that most people operate the way that we do. I do not think most people get stuck in a situation and they go, what are the factors? What role did I play in it? And how am I going to get myself out? Instead, I think most people, their auto response is, I'm going to sit here in a corner and cry. And then when somebody comes by, I'm going to tell them why I'm crying. And they are going to make me feel a little bit better because they're going to go, shame, that's terrible. That is, wow, that's rough. Having said all of that, my question is, if someone's listening today and this conversation has sparked something in them, and perhaps they have been a little bit sleepy because taking responsibility is hard. Being aware is hard. Don't downplay it because you do it diligently. It's hard. What advice would you give them, and what practical actions can they take today to move into the space where you are now, which is we're looking for opportunities, seeing it as a good thing?
I would entertain a conversation first. I think that's the first place that I would start with. Because if I have to help somebody get unstuck, I have to help them realize they are stuck. Otherwise, it's going to be that cat and dog trying to scratch you. So I would say to entertain a conversation, that's key. And so maybe you've realized that you are stuck. What do? Find somebody that is willing to talk to you, willing to help you understand where you're at. That's why I'm absolutely a believer in the coaching journey. Proverbs 20 verse 5, wisdom is like a deep well inside of a man. It takes some understanding to draw it out. We need to help people become aware of where they're at. So entertain a conversation. Mm-hmm. Then it's to come to the realization where you're at. What got you there? And what could possibly help you to get through this? That would probably be just a quick process that I would help them with.
I was thinking now about what you said. There's actually three levels of being stuck. You're either stuck, or you pause, or like you said nowadays, you're lethargic. I think when it comes to the pause, I would like people to know that pausing isn't a weakness. It actually is the anchor in your storm. So maybe that's why you are pausing. And mentor and I, we had this conversation the other day, and he shared such a powerful truth with me. And he was saying that when Abraham was under the tent in the desert, now that we're talking about tents and desert, is that he was operating in the flesh, and God had to take him outside of the tent to see his future and to look up into the stars. So sometimes it's to get unstuck is going to be a walk of faith, because that's what's called visionary leadership. Sometimes you won't have clarity, but what you will always have is a call. You won't always have confirmation of what needs to happen next, but you will have conviction. And other times you won't feel ready. Other times you won't feel ready, but you will know that it's right. So sometimes all you're going to need is to walk, to trust, to bold, and to believe. And maybe, Abraham, leaders are called to move a lot of the times before the destination is revealed. And therefore, most of the time, you're going to have to take action before the applause.
That's very true.
You can drop your mic
Absolutely. It's like when you speak about Abraham, you know, that needed to move. There was a time where Abraham knew where he was. And then God said to him, you take what you have and go to a place that I will show you. And so he knew where he was. He didn't know where he was going, but he was going trusting God. And then he gets Isaac. Isaac is born. And then God tells him to go and offer Isaac. God says to him, go to the mountain and go offer him there. Abraham knew where he was going, match his reality. Because God said, I'm going to give you a son. And now God says, take the son and go offer it. And so I truly believe it's so powerful what Dr. Lin says about leaders and Abraham that has to go. And so we have to go when we know where we're going. But we also have to go when we don't know where we're going. And you might find yourself in this place where you know where you're going, but you don't know where you are, because your world doesn't match your word. That what God spoke of your life and the promises that he has given is not lining up to what. I want to just say this, that there was a story that we had to read when we were in school called, in Afrikaans, was the Kaiser. I think in English, it's the Emperor's New Clothes.
Yes.
Any of you read that book?
Yes, plenty of times.
So I wish I paid more attention at school, because I realized what a powerful story that is. And so just quickly for the listeners that doesn't know the book, it's simply that makes him this new clothes, because they've got this event. Sorry if I'm got some of the facts wrong, but I've got the punchline. I might be off topic, but I'm on. Wait. And this guy comes and he makes this new coat, this new robe for the emperor. But in essence, he's not. He's just playing the fool. But this emperor is hoodwinked by this guy that's making this new garment for him, that when he presents it to him and there's nothing, but this guy sells it to him, he believes that this is a beautiful robe. It's stunning. And so they even, this just speaks about propaganda and so many things, they encourage everybody, the entire community of people are sold on this lie that this emperor's got beautiful clothes. And so on a day, the emperor walks in the street about how wonderful this is. And this is amazing. This is beautiful. And then there's a little boy that stands, or a little kid that stands next to his parent. And I think he tugs on his parent and he says, "Mom, this guy's..." And the moment when the kid says it, everybody's eyes open up and they realize this guy's naked and everybody starts laughing at them. And then the emperor realized that, I think it's the joker, this guy played the fool on him. And so I think there's so much in that story. Is it possible that it's completely of our own doing? And I wrote down this definition while we were speaking because this just hit me. And so for me, like moving forward, this is my definition. Being stuck is my inability to be aware of where I'm at versus where I need to go in what time period or time frame.
That's good.
Yeah, it really just comes down to awareness, and it's who you have in your life that is willing to tell you, "Are you naked?"
I was going to say, may we all have that little boy in our life to help us realize.
Absolutely.
I really like your definition.
The word is like a mirror.
Actually. I really like your definition. I think I said to you also the other day, if God had to give me like the one wish, the one prayer, then like he gave King Solomon, then I would have not asked for wisdom, which I think is a great request, but I would have asked the understanding of time. Yeah. So I think that would make things so much easier for me, because a lot of the times I'm stuck because I don't know how far still to go. So yeah. Sometimes we give up literally right before the breakthrough. But if I have the understanding of time, I would know how much further I still have to go. Because I think we get stuck because of a lack of knowledge sometimes. And yes, vision has got a lot to do with it. And if we go back to the word where it says, my people perish because of a lack of knowledge, and we need the vision to go forward. If we have those things, we will know not to stop. Therefore, we won't get stuck. And the only reason we're not stopping is because we're still pushing through towards the vision. We haven't reached it yet. So keep going. So next time when you're stuck, ask yourself, what knowledge do I have about the situation? And secondly, have I reached my vision yet? Therefore, I'm not stuck. I'm actually still in the process.
Do you have another mic that you can drop? I'm not stuck. I'm just in my process. Absolutely. I want to just quickly ask you, listen, thank you for this incredible time and this conversation. It's really unlocked in my life some real thought-provoking frameworks. Dr. Yanin mentioned if God had to ask her like he asked Solomon, she said she would ask for the understanding of time. What do you think is something that you would ask for to have?
Oh, I know exactly what I would ask for. We actually had this conversation. I would ask for perspective. And yeah. I think it's somewhat aligns to what Dr. J is saying. But for me, it's about perspective. Because we think we see the whole board, but we rarely see even a slither of what's happening on the board. We have the ability, maybe if we pay attention and observe, to see what's happening on immediately around us. And we then think we know must be everything there is to know, whether it's a situation, whether it's a perspective, whatever. The truth is, there are things happening that you don't know about. God says, I will mention your name in rooms you haven't set foot in. For that to be true, there must be something somewhere that I don't have an awareness of that still plays into this particular situation. And if I could have anything it would be to have a full perspective, to see the whole board and how it all fits together. Because we've said it before, nothing's wasted. And you're not late. You're exactly where you're supposed to be. And if that's true, then even being stuck serves a purpose. And just maybe being stuck is not actually even being stuck, or yes, you're in the process, but that feeling sometimes is just because you don't know all the other things that's happening in the background where God's putting things into the pieces falling together. And in the process, guys, in the process, your character is being developed. And that's the yucky, not so nice, messy part. It's the becoming we discussed. It's the, but that's good.
See, that's good. Absolutely.
Also, see, your awesome wife has got this one word that brings everything into completion. It's called context. You always ask, give me the context. Because if I have the context, then I can have a better perspective.
Yes. I'm so glad you didn't ask me what's that word my wife has. I might have said something different. But that's so true. Right? That's so true. Give me context. You spoke about it earlier, Odette, where you mentioned, you want to go?
No.
It was on this trend when everybody is pushing certain narratives and agendas, and everybody has a way of doing things. And what I've become more and more aware of lately is that old saying, there's many ways, because it works for me, doesn't mean it's going to work for you. And me trying to tell you to do it the way I did it, Paul writes something so powerful in the Apostle Paul, and he says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling before the Lord. And I think that in manufacturing, and God bless Henry Ford with the assembly line, mass production, all these things, as wonderful and as great as it is, that's not the way that we should treat and handle people. People are individuals, and each individual has a different perspective, has a different understanding of the world, their situation, where they're at. And more than ever before, I'm like, Lord, help me to come to that place that I understand how to deal with each and every person as an individual and every situation as a unique situation. And I know people might say, I don't have time to do that. Maybe that's the problem. Because if we want to get a quick fix for everything, we're not going to really solve the problem. When, if I just listen to both of you, your desires from the Lord, it's about that. It's, let me have an understanding of time. Let me have, obviously, understanding of process. If you want to have an understanding of time, time is all about process. If you want to have an understanding of perspective, is you want to see people's unique differences in the way that we are doing things. And so even for those listening, it's definitely, I know this is probably terrible advice, go figure it out yourself, but there's a lot in that, in saying go figure it out yourself. Is what is your understanding of your situation? What is your perspective? What is your experiences? Even yesterday, I had a very interesting chat with a friend, and we were speaking about just like situational leadership, you know, how in certain behaviors and certain applications, we can't just have a cookie cutter for everything. Speaking, I'm thinking, is being stuck an illusion? And maybe it is until it's not, because like you said, Dr. Janine, is like stuck is just, I'm not stuck. I'm still in my process. Unless you're not aware of the place, the destination and the time that it should be. Most people, I think it's Alex Hormozi said this, he says, we need to unlearn more things than what we need to learn in new concepts.
Yes.
Very true.
And so is stuck an illusion? What am I saying with that? It's just, let's reframe where you're at. Maybe you are, and we want to fast forward that process. And if we fast forward the process, then we have a flawed character, and our character cannot sustain where we go. And let me, sorry, I'm I know nobody is asking me questions. I'm talking. I do apologize. This is so prevalent to my heart is the Bible says in Romans 12, verse 2, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you might know what is the good, the well-pleasing, and the acceptable will of the Father. Now we can debate what those three things is. Is it three different dimensions of God's will? I want to focus on that first part. Do not be conformed to this world, the renewing of your mind. You're a person of faith or you're not. You said something earlier, Odette, that the principle remains the same. So I had to look at my notes. I'm taking notes. The principle remains the same. So the principle remains the same. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. If the entire world is going in one direction, should we not stop and wait and ask ourselves, hey, is this good for us in the long run? This revolution of factories, assembly line, mass production, which is great in automotive, in the industrial revolution, and what it has done to build the nation. But it's a terrible mindset to have when it comes to people. And so when do I follow in the trend? And when do I say, no, this is something I should actually go against and I should swim upstream? Because the world is pushing us into a direction. And understand that, yes, for the betterment of society and infrastructure, let's follow this. And it's the same with AI. Let's follow it, absolutely. However, Dr. Janine, the future is human. Just absolutely like that saying of yours. And so I'm not saying don't be open to AI. Absolutely be open to AI. But AI is not replacing your ability and how you work with your team and how you work with people. There is the process of time. There is those things. And so sometimes it's easy to know what to do or what something is to look at what it's not. So how do I define the definition of something is to look at what's the negative, what is it not? And so for me, I look at what is the world doing? Where's the world going? And I'm like, I'm going to go the opposite direction. And so the more the world is pushing a certain agenda, the more I'm like, okay, let's go the opposite. It takes a lot of self-awareness to know that. It needs people in your life like the two of you that can help, and we can bump off conversations and perspectives and understanding and see it from a different point of view to align where we are going. But I'll probably finish with this, is to say, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. We should have a mindset, not a fixed one, but a growth one. And that's what Romans 12 teaches me, is to be constantly growing, adapting, developing on what you believe. That's what I believe, and I'm not going to change it. To constantly be growing and developing within that. But I once again want to say thank you for opening up this very interesting topic. I didn't think it's going to go the way it did. When you posed that question, I was stuck for a moment.
I want to add, Dr. J.
I like what Dr. C said, is to figure it out, because that's the only way you're going to get unstuck, is to figure it out. And I actually said it this week as well. The fact is that you can't build a solid foundation for your own future based on somebody else's experience. So yes, we learn from mentors and we also learn from mistakes, but we need to build up our own experience. So you can't build your own solid future based on somebody else's experience. You have to figure it out yourself. You have. And by doing that, you will build the solid foundation for your own future. That's how you're going to get unstuck. You have to figure it out.
Absolutely. I 100%. And I'd like
We can go back to the notes. I just like to write things down. That's powerful.
I have to add to what Pastor C is saying. For those of you who don't know, if you're unsure, I love standardization. I love it from a process and a systemization perspective. It makes sense. That's how you create a business that scales. That's how you create peace and chaos. Like, it makes sense. I think what we miss, and Pastor C, you highlighted that, is the appropriateness of the thing. I was in a training course. I was doing BA, business administration. I was a BA 500 million years ago. And I went for this training course to become this BA, which is a lot of admin. Thank goodness that God didn't leave me there. Anyway, the instructor said to me, Odette, A fool with a tool is still a fool. And that's exactly what you just said, Dr. J. A fool with a tool is still a fool. That tool means nothing if you do not have the context and the awareness and the intimate understanding, revelation of what this thing is purposed for, how to be and when to use it. It's one thing to know that the hammer needs to get the nail in. It's another thing to know that you don't go and put the hammer there where the nail is when he's got a nail gun. It doesn't make sense. Your timing's off. And it brings me back to the apathy conversation. It brings me back to, we assume people know. We assume these things. We assume that everyone's awake and aware and they are lean. Like, the truth is, most people are on autopilot, waking up in the morning on the lights, but nobody's home. And that is how they go through their entire lives. And the one thing I think that's prominent in today's conversation is awareness and self-awareness, self-reflection. Yes, absolutely. Get around people who are going to sharpen you. Get around people who are going to give you different perspectives, because sometimes you're stuck is your perspective. And you either need someone to help you see a different perspective, or you need someone to give you a different perspective. When you have the perspective, you can say, okay, my perspective was wrong. Let me reevaluate. So if we can't just be like, yeah, go fix that thing. I agree with you, Pastor. See, you can't tell people to fix stuff. It's not going to work. They're not going to fix it. It's purely a matter of understanding who I am, understanding what I am in, where I am going, and then taking the time to work the process. It's, we have to stop assuming of our team, of the people around us. It's that assumption. We know what assumption is, right? We all know. It's the assumption that's the problem. Because of the assumption, we then behave in a certain way and we give instructions in a certain way. And we trust in a certain way, or we show up in a certain way. A fool with a tool is still a fool. Last thoughts, Pastor C.
Last thoughts, sure. We said a lot. Yeah, I would. Sorry, I'm just, my mind is running with everything that you're mentioning. I want to comment on so many of these things. I think there's so much in all of this.
So say it.
I just think that, like, the different perspectives that we have, like you say, for instance, don't say to people, go fix it. They need to have an understanding of what it is, where I'm like, no, go figure it out. Yet two things can be true at the same time. And so when I hear you say that, I'm like, okay, how am I going to rephrase go figure it out? Because I'm still going to say it to someone. However, I'm going to also think about a fool with a tool is still a fool. if you don't know what to do, you don't know what to do. You can't fix that. Let me close off. I'll say this, is that one of the biggest things that I believe being self-aware is once again, that ability, figuring it out and getting unstuck is only you that's going to get you out of. Not at all. You need people within your life, people that has got understanding and people that has got perspective. Using those two things, taking responsibility for where you're at as an individual, I think is definitely a recipe for getting unstuck. Using the understanding and the perspective of the people around you, taking responsibility for where you're at is a recipe to get unstuck.
Powerful. I think I did. For me is, I leave them with the slaughters. Like I was saying, you're not stuck. You're just in your process. And maybe you just needed somebody to remind you of that today. But may you also have that little boy in your life that tells you are naked. And may you have the right people around you to take you back to the room for some introspection and to measure you up and to help you to get dressed for your future. and get dressed for success, because those people are going to help you to get the clarity for your call. They are the people that's going to give you confirmation for the conviction that you've already got. And they're going to help you to get ready for the thing that you know is already right. So maybe today you are not stuck. You are just paused because you are in the middle of a storm. Yeah. Just recognize that it's not a weakness. And then get that little boy around you to put that process into place to help you to get to that next place in your life.
Beautiful. So we're not stuck. We're in the process. We require clarity, ability, people around you, and then consistent application. Hey, look at that. It's been an absolute having you here. It's been an absolute pleasure having this conversation, as uncomfortable and stuck it may have felt. I had both of your perspectives, and we appreciate you listening. We'd love to hear from you. So if you have questions or you want us to talk about a specific topic, email us at odette@amplifycoach.biz. We'd love to talk about the things that you want to talk about. As usual, the next show will be hosted by... Yeah, you'll have to wait and see. It's been amazing having you. Thank you so much for joining us. Remember to stay off topic, but on point.